Hey, hey, y'all. Hey, family. Hey, friends. How y'all doing out there today? I miss you guys. I got a little tea for you guys. I'm going to focus on the lighter side of this because I really just had a moment. It's your girl, Mitra B, back at the beloved house. You know, I got a little story, a little something for you guys today, you know. Take it as it applies for whomever it applies for. But I know that it's not only something for me with what I'm about to give you, but it's also maybe something for somebody else. But it's something that just literally hit me like a ton of bricks, and I had my moment. I had my moment with it. I allowed those emotions to come through me, flow through me. And I can't say I won't have another one, but I definitely needed that. Let's say that. Okay. I'm going to say this. There is some healing that is taking place. Consciously, subconsciously. And maybe you've been trying to figure out what exactly it is that's happening. That's got you feeling a certain way, that's got you looking at things a certain way, things that are actually seemingly good for you, and yet you're kind of in your mind about it, you know, on the fence about it, and you can't figure out, like, what is it, is it something you cannot put your finger on? And it's been going on for a little while, maybe, and it feels good. But it reminds you of something, of somewhere. I want to be the first to tell you that the spirit is telling me to tell you to focus on the love. Look for the good in it. You have that confirmation that you need to look for the good in it. Something that you have been indecisive about. You're being asked to use your intuition and look for the good in it. There's some fear that is no need of, because it's definitely an illusion. And it maybe reminds you of some things that you may have experienced in your past. It triggers some things and brings some things up. And that's just testing your resolve to live in the energy of love. The energy of receiving, the energy of being loved, and being loved. Look at the lighter side of it. Focus on the lighter side of things. Focus on the lighter side of life. You have that permission. If you needed permission, you have it now. And speak the language of love. If you want love, that's the language you should be putting out to others. And those around you, even those that seem to be kind of combative, speak the language of love. Now, because that's what is happening, it's time to get back to what you love. This is about your peace. And it's time to release anything that's negative in anybody. Because you're getting back to what you love, and you're being asked to reevaluate the things that you desire or you once desired. Maybe you don't desire the same things anymore. Listen to that little girl, because I've been listening to that little girl lately. And that little girl spoke loud today, and so did spirit. I thank God for my spirit guides. Matter of fact, we can say a prayer. A prayer of thanks to those that walk with us, walk ahead of us, walk behind us and all around us to keep us guided and moving in the right direction, to give us confirmation when we're moving in the right direction and when we need it the most. We thank you. We thank you with all our heart. Because it's because of you that we are being able to walk a different walk here. We are being able to walk lightly, because I hear that the walk is lighter, you know, it's not as heavy as it used to be. Because you're focusing on the lighter things of life, the lighter side of life. You're focusing on things that make you smile, things that make you feel good. We thank you, Spirit. We thank you, Spirit, for sending these people, places, and things into our lives at the right moment to get us to focus on us, what we desire, what we want, and to let us know that it's okay at this point in our lives because it's time. We thank you, Spirit. We thank you for all our divine help, all our help from our angels, our ancestors, our spirit guides. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Oshun. I have to. In Jesus' name we pray. Spirit, thank you for this word. Back to that little girl. So I have realized that, okay, growing up, you know, I knew, like, I grew up in a big family, kind of, sort of. Well, not kind of, sort of. We had a big family. My grandmother had a lot of children, and we family was big for us. So we were all kind of in a house, in the same house at one time, and my grandma had 13 children. So I guess the kind of sort of came when my mom moved away, and we all had to do, and not just my mom, other families, other aunts and uncles moved away too. But when we all kind of sort of started separating, but I love grabbing onto my grandmother. And I didn't grow up in a family that hugged a lot. I guess except for when we would just come around for certain occasions and things of that nature. But just growing up with daily hugs and kisses, I didn't grow up with that. So, you know, I think that has been something that has played out in my adult life. And we're going to get to that. But so growing up without that, you got it, but you didn't get it as much. But when I got it, it was very much appreciated. But I remember wanting to grab onto my grandmother a lot. I'll be all up in her space. And I think, from what I'm remembering, when the real touching started, it was from others, outsiders, boys, men. And I didn't really know how I was supposed to be touched because I wasn't taught. Now, I knew what felt good and what didn't, but based on my lack of knowledge, I guess you could say sexually, I didn't really know how to, I didn't know what was a good touch, what was a bad touch. And mind you, before I got to the point where boys was touching me, I had already been touched badly. So as I got into my teenage years, and now boys or adult men have touched me in ways that were inappropriate, but I never spoke about it because, again, it came from when I was touched badly. I never spoke about that until I was into my 20s. So, not knowing the difference between a good touch and a bad touch and being touched. So, think about it when you become an adult. And you still haven't really spoken about or been taught what a good touch or a bad touch is. You know what I mean? Like, ain't like my mama sat me down. My mom or dad didn't sit me down and like, okay, listen, a man should touch you this way. It should feel like this, you know? And I feel as though that's a conversation to have, to be honest. Because I didn't really know the difference. So when it played out in my adult life, I find myself, I find myself, if a man touched me when I was into my teenage years, after I've been already disappointed in the church by a pastor, touched badly as a little girl, and maybe a few other things looked at the wrong way by some grown men. When it got to the point of I hope y'all still with me, cause I'm kind of it's unfolding as I'm speaking. Thank you, Spirit. I think I lost my spot a little bit, but when it got to the point of being hurt in the church, and that church was my favorite place, mind you. So I remember at some point in time, even in church, when I went to other churches, and before I got to that church that the pastor did me wrong, you know, and when I say did me wrong, it didn't get all the way to anything, but he did, you know, touch me with his hands on my upper parts of my body, and he tried to kiss me in my mouth. And I think I had to be about 13. But when that happened, okay, so there's a lot of confusion with touching, obviously, already. So when it got to the point of going to different churches and walking throughout my life, I remember feeling if a man touched me on my, even on my shoulder, in my head, I'm wondering, is he coming on to me? Is he about to try me? Is he about to say something? He gonna whisper in my ear? Is this innocent? I remember feeling like that when I met my father. I remember praying to God that this man sees only his daughter and nothing more. I remember praying around other men that I saw that were like father figures or uncles or granddads. I remember silently praying that they only see a granddaughter, a niece, a daughter, you know, whatever, or a friend, but nothing more. So, okay, so that's the confusion in touch. And imagine going into your adult years. So when you finally run across a man that really, truly loves you, imagine finding out, for some reason, you're finding yourself slick rejecting him and you don't know why. Like, what is it about you that, what is it? And come to find out, it all ties back to where you went and where you came through and where you've been. And all of that is being healed right now, right before your eyes. And you've been trying to figure out, what is it? Why am I? You know, why am I going left and he's coming right? It's almost like it felt like a puzzle piece got put together. Because it's like once you become aware of something, like they say, you know, knowing is half the battle. And so I'm a seeker. So I'm good at finding what I need to find. And especially when it comes to me, I'm good at digging. I've learned how to dig, even when it comes to me, because when it comes to something that's continuously triggering me, I want to know why. Excuse me. So I dig. I dig. A lot of people don't like the way I dig. But if I'm digging, some people take that as an intrusion. Maybe you feel like I'm being nosy, when all in all, I'm really trying to help you heal, because that's what just happened to me. I didn't even realize that I was standing in the, I mean, I knew I was standing in the midst of healing this area of my life in one way or another, but I didn't know how, I didn't know how deep it really was. I knew it was there, and something to be dealt with, but I didn't know how deep it really was until now. And being able to see this and recognize this, become aware of this and accept where I am on my journey, I've been able to reevaluate what I truly love and who I am and where I'm headed. Because from what I can see, and not just me, this message is for somebody else too. From what I can see, we're actually headed into the lighter things in life, the lighter side of life, back to what we actually love, which is love. For a long time, we've shied away from love to an extent because we couldn't tell the difference. We got confused along the way. We were clouded by what had happened and what's still happening and where we're trying to get to. And along that way, we had to learn how to say no to what we no longer wanted. We had to learn to say no to what didn't feel good, to what no longer resonated with our spirit, to some of the things that we've grown out of, some behaviors, some peoples, some language, some mindsets, thought processes, some decisions, some illusions. Love endures all. Always has. Love does not give up and it does not lose faith. And it withstands every situation. So when somebody look at you and wonder how, or look at y'all and wonder how, just tell them it's love. And you have no reason to be ashamed of who you are when it comes to love. Because love loves. And it may be just a lesson of love, but that's okay. That don't stop you from being able to love. Don't allow what you went through in your past. Don't allow what hurt you and misused you and abused you and changed who you was at some point in your life. Don't allow that to stop you from being who you are, which is love. Let love be. And I almost said let love allow. Allow you to be in a place of peace, not in fear, not of indecision, and not of being too serious all the time. It's okay. And that's for whomever that is for. Demonstrate love. Because that's what it's about. Thank you. I pray this message reaches everybody in their places. I hope you all are enjoying this beautiful, confusing weather we be having. I'm going to get out and enjoy it myself. I got a few things on my calendar to do today. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. We are healing. We are healed. And it is time. I'll catch you guys in a little bit, all right? I'll catch you in a minute. All right, peace.